BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Hello again, Jazzer.
Hiya, Faith. How's it going?
All good. You?
Not too bad. Just a way to drop this airbed off at Brookfield.
Ah, yes, for the big barn sleepover.
You're a part of that?
Indeed we are. Chuck took a little persuading. He thought we should just go to London, book a hotel. I think it'll be romantic, staying in a barn.
I'm not sure I'd call sleeping on Jim's old airbed romantic. I did say to David it might have a slow puncture, but he told me to bring it anyway. If I was you, I'd try and get a swerve.
Well, thanks for the heads up. But still, it's sweet of you to help. People in the village have been so kind, offering us a place to stay, donating beds, and I think Jakob will be relieved to get his place back.
Too right he will.
I got the feeling he was a little put out when his girlfriend insisted we stayed.
You reckon?
I've left Chuck over there doing a big clean-up. Make the place nice for his return, then he's going to pop to the shops, restock the refrigerator.
Well, that's a nice touch.
The least we can do. And between you and me, I'm hoping it'll cheer Chuck up.
What? Cleaning?
Sure, I'm telling you, vacuuming's therapeutic. If Chuck leans into that, he might get rid of some of his negative energy. Anyway, don't let me hold you up.
All right, I better get this off to Brookfield. Enjoy the sleepover.
I will. Oh, Jazzer, before you go, what's the best way to the church from here?
Hello?
Hello?
Jazzer, is that you? I was going to say, you took the airbed, but you forgot to take the bedding. It's on the... Oh.
Oh.
Who are you?
I'm Joel. Who are you?
Anyway, Dada, I just popped in on my way past. This new headstone's looking great. I hope you approve. You've got Bartleby to thank for that.
Oh!
Eh?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. I was just trying to tidy these graves a little. They're all covered in weeds. I didn't realise this one was going to be quite so stubborn.
Are you all right?
I'm totally fine. Just sorry to have disturbed you. Please, just pretend I'm not here.
I don't believe it. Faith Robinson.
Yes?
You don't remember me, do you?
Oh, my. Of course I do. I know you anywhere. Eddie Grundy.
What are you doing back here?
Just visiting. How about you?
Oh, I never left.
No, I mean here.
Oh, I just popped in to visit my dad's grave. I like to keep him updated, you know, especially when it's a good bit of news. Imagine him grinning up there or, well, you know, wherever.
Joe Grundy.
Well, you remember him?
And his ferrets, of course I do. I was just visiting my grandparents' graves. It took me a while to find them. They're so overgrown. I suppose I'm the first visitor in a while, which stands to reason, but... made me a bit sad to think of them here with no one ever coming past. So, I tidied them up a little.
Oh, I can see. They look smashing.
Oh, they're a bit better. I, however, look a fair bit worse. Do I have mud on my face?
Some, just on your cheek.
Oh, dear. This is like a bad rom-com when the heroine runs into her ex just as she's looking like a dog's dinner.
You might have a few leaves in your hair too, oh. But you're a long way off a dog's dinner. Any road, we never went out, did we?
Eddie, don't tell me you've forgotten.
Forgotten what?
Not only did we go out, we were married.
That's right. Of course we were. We must have been, what, six?
Five, I think.
All done and dusted in one playtime.
That's right. Oh, Eddie Grundy. Well, I never. Am I glad I ran into you? I was beginning to feel as though everything I knew of Ambridge had gone.
Really? I wouldn't have thought that much has changed. I know it's been a while.
More
but...
than 60 years. And you're right, it hasn't changed so much. I suppose I wanted to come back and feel this immediate sense of connection to the place, but it's kind of like being in a ghost town. All the people I knew are gone.
Apart from me, I'm still here.
You are. And you haven't changed at all.
Jazza, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, I forgot that bed, didn't I? Are you all right, Prof?
I am, but I might not have been.
Why? What's happened?
When you came earlier to collect the airbed, you must have left the door on the latch.
I never.
You must have done. And anyway...
I'm sure I didn't.
Actually, it was on the latch.
Aha!
Yes. I was told there'd be a key safe, but I couldn't see one, so I tried the door, and it was open.
So you did leave it on the latch.
Who the heck is that?
I'm Joel. Pleased to meet you. Jazza, was it?
You're going to have to catch me up here.
I have made a citizen's arrest.
You've what?
I have been forced to apprehend an intruder and contain him in my living room.
He didn't hurt you, did he?
No, he wasn't violent, thankfully. He claimed to have booked a holiday here in my bungalow, would you believe?
No, another one.
Indeed. Luckily, because of what has happened to Jacob and to Brookfield, I was wise to his tricks, so I immediately detained him. The only thing is, my phone is in the living room, so I haven't yet been able to call the police. But now you're here, we can use your mobile.
Now, hang on a minute.
I really think I have hung on here long enough.
It has been a while. Thankfully, you've quite the library in here. Although I could do with the loo.
The cheek of the man. I'll thank you to put my books down.
Sorry, I'm just looking. It really is an excellent collection. And is this Plato?
Do not go near the bust.
But I don't get it, Prof. Why have you kidnapped him?
Don't be ridiculous. I haven't kidnapped him. I'm simply holding him until the police get here, which will be some time if you don't make that call.
But he hasn't done anything wrong.
Come on, Jazza. This must be one of these B&B scams that have been happening.
Aye, it sounds like it, but this fella's no the scammer.
Thank you, Jazza.
He walked in here bold as brass.
That's a bit harsh. I just walked in.
How can you take his side?
Because he's done nothing wrong. He's just booked a holiday. The scammer's the one that gave him your address and took his money. They're probably hundreds, thousands of miles away.
Two halves of Shires.
I suppose it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Cheers.
Cheers. So, what made you want to come back to Ambridge after all this time?
Oh, all the usual clichés. Now I've retired. I was a lawyer. I finally got time to do all the things I wanted to do, and one of those things was to rediscover my roots. Chuck wasn't so keen, but I insisted. It'll be fun. I didn't know we'd end up sleeping in a barn, but there we are.
Oh, of course. You're one of these holiday makers. Mm. Oh, it's awful, this scamming business, ain't it?
Oh, you know what, Eddie? Talking about it makes my blood boil. So, let's change the subject, shall we? Tell me about you. What do you do? You were saying you've been doing some business this morning in a nearby village?
Yeah, Walkerley Cross, yes.
Is that farming related, or...?
No. This is separate to the farm. My wife and I, we've recently started an antiques business.
Amazing.
It's early days, but it's going well.
Good for you. And it's so nice that you and your wife work together. I couldn't work with Chuck. I love him, but he drives me crazy.
Well, I'm not saying we don't have our moments, but we are a good team, Clary and me. Oh, speaking of which, I'd better get back to feed the turkeys soon, else she'll kill me.
She sounds formidable.
Why, Clary, she most certainly is.
I'd love to meet her.
I tell you what, why don't you and Chuck come over tomorrow evening? Try some of my homemade cider. Oh, Clary would love to have you.
Now that is an invitation I can't refuse.
I reckon we could all deal with a wee drink after that, eh?
Absolutely. That is the good bottle, isn't it, Jazza? The least I can do is offer Joel a decent single malt after what I put him through.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mm.
Mm. Mm. Well, it's very nice indeed. And honestly, don't worry about it.
I am worried about it. You must have been terrified.
Not really. Well, at first I was a bit alarmed. But after the initial shock, I could tell you were a good sort of person.
Even so, if anyone's committed a crime today, it's me. I locked you up against your will. Perhaps I should call the police after all and hand myself in.
Don't be daft, Prof.
No, no, there's no need for that. It was a misunderstanding.
I feel such a silly old fool. Imagine me thinking you were the scammer.
Well, I did give you quite a shock, walking into your house like that. I thought it was very quick-witted of you, bundling me into your living room so speedily.
It's very good of you to be so understanding. I don't deserve it.
Not at all. And, actually, I had quite a nice time in your front room. You're obviously a very interesting man, Mr. Lloyd.
Call me Jim, please. But, thank you.
It's such an impressive library. Is that the entire works of Tolstoy?
Indeed it is.
And you're obviously a keen historian.
He's a history professor, aren't you, Prof?
I was.
I knew that was no amateur collection.
Are you a historian yourself?
An archaeologist.
Really? How fascinating. Oh,
that's kind of you to say. Not everyone sees the appeal of digging up bits of old scrap. That's my mother speaking.
It's a lot more than that.
Are you here on a dig?
No, no, no. This trip was strictly pleasure. I like to walk, ramble, you know. I'd planned a few long ones. There's some lovely scenery in this part of the world.
Oh, there is. You will stay and do them, won't you?
No, I don't think I can now. I need to get onto this booking site and sort out this mix-up. I think I'll probably just go back home.
Why don't you stay here, as planned?
I couldn't impose on you like that.
I don't mind.
It wouldn't be right.
There is another option.
Is there?
You won't believe this, but you're not the first person this has happened to around here this week.
Really?
There's been a spate.
How strange.
Apparently it's no unheard of. Several addresses in the same locality added to sites at the same time. A kind of scattergun approach.
The mind boggles.
Doesn't it?
Anyway, how do you feel about sleeping in a barn?
A barn?
It's an events barn, no, a working barn. Insulation, comfy, heating, hot water. We'll spend the day kitting out with camp beds. I'm sure we could squeeze an extra one in for you if you don't mind that eccentric youth hostel vibe.
I don't mind at all.
I tell you what, why don't I run you over there, introduce you to David and Ruth Archer, and then perhaps you'll let me take you to the pub for lunch by way of apology.
Jim, I would absolutely love that. You know, I feel I've met a kindred spirit. Perhaps it wasn't such a disaster, me being scammed.